Also, we always say it, alternate side of the street parking regulations are suspended today, but you do have to pay the meters.
Do you know why the meters are always in effect?
Well, I think there's two reasons. One, the city wants the money, number one. Number two, what about the guys that run the street cleaners? Don't they have to jump in the plows then? So they're not going to clean the streets anyway.
That's an interesting point. Well, you know, one of my producers tweeted this question this morning. Why are the meters always in effect? We've heard it a million times. Alternate side parking is suspended, but parking meters remain in effect. So New York One traffic reporter Jamie Shupak wrote back saying it's about the distinction between residential and commercial streets. The theory is this. On residential streets, one of the reasons to suspend alternate side is so that people aren't trying to move their cars on narrow streets in the snow. If a car gets stranded, it blocks the narrow streets and a plow can't get by. But on commercial streets, which is where there are usually meters, it may be a little wider and easier to plow. Plus, commercial drivers are moving around a little more and they're less likely to get snowed in. They're also likely to have a garage or a lot to park their car in at the end of the night, and of course, the revenue. And then, Richard, we got a statement from the DOT, the Department of Transportation, which said the policy, quote, ensures that these spaces are clear so that the Department of Sanitation can plow snow from the curbside in commercial districts, helping businesses to resume after a storm. So there you have it. I'm not sure if we were the only ones who were curious about this question, but we've posted a little more information on our blog. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show, post your own theory if you want. I have another one, just in addition to all these, not instead of, that alternate side of the street parking is mandatory. They make you move your car on those days, so you would be forced to move your car in the middle of a snowstorm. It's up to you whether you want to go driving around and parking at a meter. So there you go.